Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Land Board moving forward with master plan. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Early last week, Camplex held a public meeting for the final presentation of the completed master plan by Populous. With a hefty price tag of over $276 million, the main objective is how to fund it. The next step was for the Campbell County Public Land Board to decide if they want to go forward with the plan. At their meeting on Thursday night, the members agreed to work towards a vote on a capital facilities tax by the residents of Campbell County to decide whether or not to fund the major project. The next step would be for the land board to bring their recommendation to the Campbell County Commissioners and the Gillette City Council for consideration. According to the Gillette News Record, during the meeting, the overall consensus from the board members was to put the issue to a vote during the 2024 general election, but ultimately that would be decided by city and county officials. The earliest it could be put to a public vote would be via special election in May of next year. Executive Director Aaron Lyles said, "If we are in favor of seeing the plan's success, you ask for it to be in the general election. If you want to see it having the worst or most difficult path, you ask for it to be in a special election. Officials must also decide what project specifications to put on the ballot, a total amount to request, and how heavy of a tax to pay for it. A capital facilities tax has been the most common option suggested, which would mean once a set dollar amount is reached, the tax collection would cease. Once it clears the land board, the decision to make it a ballot goes to the Campbell County Commission, City of Gillette, and the Town of Wright." Schools out fall crafts at Rockpile Museum. On Friday, October 20th, the Campbell County Rockpile Museum is hosting a free fall crafts drop-in program for students from 1 to 3:30 p.m. Students can visit a variety of craft stations, including making a paper scarecrow, clay figures, pinecone creatures, and pool noodle monsters. Elementary-age students may attend with or without an adult, while preschool-age children must be accompanied by an adult. No registration is required to attend the event. For additional information about the fall craft event and other programs at the Rockpile Museum, visit rockpilemuseum.com. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.